California Ag Today. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh. There's been weed resistance to glyphosate herbicide, but now paraquat herbicide? With more is Brad Hansen, a cooperative extension weed specialist based at UC Davis.
It's really interesting, Patrick. So when we see paraquat resistance, it's often a very high level of resistance and doesn't cause any visual injury, which is different than a lot of cases. You know, we're dealing with a lot of glyphosate-resistant weeds right now, and most of our glyphosate-resistant weeds, when we spray them with glyphosate, they're injured and then they recover. With paraquat resistance, it's very stark. You often don't see any symptoms at all. I describe it almost as immunity. It's such a high level of resistance.
We asked Hansen what weeds seem to be most resistant to paraquat.
What we see with weeds like annual ryegrass or hairy fleabane, where we have some populations of paraquat-resistant populations of both of those, we see a very temporary reduction in the photosynthetic ability, but within a few hours, it bounces back to normal.
Now here comes the interesting part. That plant knows what it's doing.
The plant is taking that active herbicide molecule, and we call it being sequestered. It's taking that molecule and putting it somewhere in the cell where it cannot get to the photosynthetic apparatus that's its target site. So it's a very unique and interesting kind of resistance challenge. And I think what we were talking about in this particular project is really thinking about not only paraquat resistance specifically, but about multiple resistance. So we had a population known to be resistant to glyphosate. The grower likely switched to use paraquat as a replacement and selected paraquat resistance on top of that. What we found out in that research, though, was that population was also resistant to several other classes of herbicides, but it's sort of a new broad challenge for us in California orchard crops.
Now this message. Now that the 2017 almond bloom is about ready to start, here's a reminder from BASF as you plan ahead. Fungicides can help your crop whether disease pressure is high or low. Miravon fungicide from BASF provides plant health benefits for healthier, higher quality almonds, and it delivers more consistent performance for longer lasting protection against diseases at full bloom. Talk to your local BASF representative today. BASF, we create chemistry. Always read and follow label directions. As always, thanks for tuning in. This is California Ag Today.